The EntertainmentNerds.com podcast and our fellow pains of Entertainment Earth, Smashers, and Hollies, Affiliates, Yumi, and Yubi, Gold, and Sue. Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, August 29th, 2008, and it is just before Labor Day weekend. So hopefully you will get this before whatever road trips you may take begin, so you have something to listen to for all of 10 minutes of your many hours on the road. Let's get started with this week's movies. New this week, Hamlet 2 opens at the box office wide, along with Traitor, Disaster Movie, College, and Babylon AD. And it doesn't seem like a lot of critics are seeing these early, so I wouldn't get your hopes up too much about any of them. Last week's box office, we had Tropic Thunder at number 1 with $16.3 million. It was followed by The House Bunny, Death Race, Batman, and in 5th place, Clone Wars. Which you should go see, by the way. Another TV-related news, Bob Saget will star in a new sitcom this November. It's called Surviving Suburbia, and it will air on the CW network in the United States. Of course, I'm going to have to see it, at least once. Marvel has teamed up with animation studio Madhouse to make new characters for a new show, or actually four new shows, in the Japanese market. The series will also showcase existing characters like the extremely bankable Wolverine and Iron Man. According to a press release from Marvel, these will start airing around 2010. NBC will air what they're calling SNL Weekend Update Thursday. It will be airing in the 30 Rock time slot in October, leading up to the election, as Lorne Michaels no doubt wants some of that sweet, sweet Daily Show money. Toys. Lots of great toy news this week, starting with G.I. Joe. Wave 12 has been announced. It is a bonus wave, which is a lovely euphemism for a repaint wave. Figures will include Ripper, Cobra Divers, Tripwire, Storm Shadow, Crimson Python Patrol Guard, and a Cobra Trooper with a red logo. Why do you want this case, you ask? I'm glad you asked. The Cobra Divers and Tripwire each come with one of those elements for the Mass Device. Cobra Commander came with one earlier in the year, so if you're collecting the whole Mass Device set, you're going to want to get these two figures to get the extra elements to plug into the completed, for lack of a better word, device. It should be pretty cool. I think Tripwire is close to identical to the comic pack version, so if you don't buy the comic pack version, I guess you can get this one. What else we got? Toys R Us's exclusive G.I. Joe battle packs are available. There's a Crimson Guard set and a Green Shirts versus Firefly set. Each is $24.99 and includes 5 action figures with some slight repainting. So it's up to you whether or not you want those. Transformers, Toys R Us exclusive Universe Unicron is now available. It is the Transformers Armada Unicron in a new box. At least it is for now. There were rumors of a repainted version coming out eventually. I don't think that's going to happen, but if you need a Unicron and didn't get the one from last time around when it was on clearance for $10, like some of us did, you might want to get this one. Star Wars. Hasbro announced a new shared exclusive! But don't get your hopes up. The Legends of the Saga set includes 5 action figures, including Boba Fett, Darth Maul, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, and Obi-Wan Kenobi. These are figures that are basically all based on molds from, as far as I can tell, about the year 2000 onward. It should cost about $22, and yes, Entertainment Earth is accepting pre-orders today. The packaging is good. The figures aren't bad. If you're buying this for a gift, like if you know a kid that's like, I need a Darth Vader and a Darth Maul and a Boba Fett, this is a fantastic set. If you're a collector who's already bought everything, you've got these. But the packaging's nice, and they're pretty well-made figures, so kids should enjoy. Diamond Select has announced a new Darth Vader bank. And a pretty cool quarter-scale Hoth Han Ultimate Action figure that makes some sort of electronic noises. It's like 19 inches tall and really cool. And it's only $68. It's cheap. There's a Darth Maul in the same line, but these quarter-scale figures are consistently shaping up to be one of the best values available in Star Wars collectibles this year. So if you're not already pre-ordering those, you may wish to do so. Indiana Jones is also getting a quarter-scale Diamond Select figure of Indiana Jones. You probably want to get this one for the exact same reasons I just mentioned. A Fertility Idol bank is also being produced. It's a small vinyl bank, which means you can drop it and it shouldn't shatter. And it's basically the same size as the prop of the Fertility Idol from Raiders of the Lost Ark, which means you can get a prop replica for about $15, and you can put your change in it, which is kind of a win-win if you ask me. Star Trek. The next Mego-style action figures will be Sulu and the Gorn. Interestingly enough, the Gorn is going to be a significantly retooled figure, not just a recolored lizard figure in a Planet of the Apes costume like it was in the 70s. So even if you have the original Mego Gorn, you're probably going to want this new one. They're going to come out early next year. And they will go very nicely with the reproduction of the Star Trek Enterprise Bridge playset. That's going to be about $60 next February when it comes out, and it's basically the old Mego toy with no changes. I'm impressed, and you should be too. Video games. For the Wii this week, you can download Ys Book 1 and 2 and Samurai Showdown for the Virtual Console. You've never played them, that's because one of them's a Turbo CD game and the other one's a Neo Geo game. And who had those? Certainly not me. The WiiWare game this week is Helix, and I haven't heard much about it other than people don't seem to like it. You'll have to download it and find out yourself. For the Xbox 360, the Behemoth, who developed Alien Hominid, put out a new slash-em-up, beat-em-up called Castle Crashers, which I've heard great things about and awful things about the online multiplayer. So give that a try, too. Other new games this week, I really haven't heard much interesting to speak of. So I guess keep to your downloading, and if you haven't already tried Galaga Legions for the Xbox, I'd suggest giving it a try. New at Entertainment Earth. This week at Entertainment Earth, you can get lots of exciting new pre-orders. We've not only received a lot of new items, and if you keep checking our website's What's New page, you'd notice we got in Star Wars Comic Packs Wave 2 and other exciting items, but they've since sold out. So, you'll have to look at the new pre-orders. Pre-orders include dozens of new items from Doctor Who, Star Wars, X-Men, Indiana Jones, Halo, more Halo, Batman, Marvel, blah, blah, blah. We've added a ton of stuff this week. Some of them you've heard about in the show. New comic books from Dark Horse and graphic novels. So if you're getting your Star Wars monthly comic fix, don't forget you can order the Clone Wars issues number 1 and 2 from Entertainment Earth. Don't forget you can get the Vector trade paperback from Entertainment Earth. Don't forget you can get the Turner Classic Movies Scene It game and the Star Trek Scene It game at Entertainment Earth. We've got it all to pre-order right now, as well as G.I. Joe 25th Anniversary Action Figures Wave 12. I highly recommend checking it out as the ad man for Entertainment Earth, because that is my job. And also, we have a great selection. And don't forget that Entertainment Earth has now introduced a low price guarantee. If you find a lower price in stock on the web of any item you ordered from Entertainment Earth, just let us know and you may qualify for a refund of 100% of what you paid. Check our website for details. And there we go. That is pretty much the news for the week. August is sometimes good for news, sometimes not so much. There have been a lot of new toys being released lately, so of course you'll want to check out the Toy of the Week podcast. This week is going to be the new Star Wars Wave 2 comic packs, some of which I got yesterday, some of which I got a week ago. And I can tell you, I love them. I'm probably going to take one of them to work with me today, because it is fun and neat, and I just think it's amazing. Yeah, LEGO stuff's been doing well. Don't forget to check out our exciting videos online, and it is Labor Day weekend, so if you're in United States and or North America, I'm not sure which countries get Labor Day off, have a great three-day weekend. I'm going to be spending it going on a ridiculously sized pizza slash toy slash record store run, because let's face it, I need to get the other Mummies CD, because I need to catch up, because if I don't hear everything the Mummies puts out, I am going to be culturally obsolete and dead inside, just like you are if you're not currently checking out everything the Mummies puts out, because it turns out they're awesome. What else is up? I don't think there's gonna be anything too cool on TV this weekend. Real Time with Bill Maher is back on this weekend if you're a fan of that HBO program. The Daily Show and the Colbert Report are doing special Friday shows for the Democratic convention this week and Republican convention next week. And that is pretty much everything I have. I will see you gentlemen and ladies and other people who listen to the show who not yet qualify as gentlemen or ladies next week, most likely. I gotta hurry up and get on to the next show and get into work, because we got some big meetings and big stuff to do today. So I'm assuming you're busy as well. So have a nice continued ride into the office or jog or whatever it is you're doing. And I will see you all next time.